first. Getting delayed at the airport could be the best thing that happens to you this holiday season. Yeah, you heard me right. Forget about camping out by your gate and sitting in the chair. You can do just about anything at the airport these days, from a little last-minute holiday shopping, I've done that, to teeth whitening. Yes, Bianca Golodriguez here to explain. Teeth whitening?
Teeth whitening. You can do a whole lot more, too. Now, for years, you've been going to the airport, and you know you've been dealing with long lines, longer delays, and those massive headaches. Well, those days are long gone.
Spending hours at the airport has never been so much fun. From live music in Nashville and Portland to art exhibits in Denver, even a 24-hour fitness in Las Vegas, many of the nation's airports now do more than just get you to your destination. They are a destination.
Delays are up, and so there's an opportunity for airports to do more.
In fact, travel retail sales soared to more than $29 billion last year, a nearly 7.5% increase over the year before. So with 75% of travel delays this year traced back to New York area runways, we took a trip to JFK, one of the country's busiest airports.
Whether it's to take care of last-minute errands or to simply unwind before a long flight, airports are no longer just about travel. Look at me. I'm getting a reflexology treatment.
We found other passengers being primped and pampered with manis and massages at this express spa. Who comes here most? Surprisingly, it's men.
What are you going to do for 2 hours? You get a massage. You got to do this for you.
I've been walking around for about 6 hours. I just thought I wanted to sit down. Might as well get a foot massage.
There's even a dentist on site here offering everything from emergency root canals to one-hour teeth whitening.
Time is of essence. Why not get your work done at the airport, in between flights, or if there's delays? We send them on their way with a great, bright smile.
We also found several chapels for all denominations, an arcade for kids, big and small. And who needs the mall? There's enough retail therapy at airports today to relieve any last-minute shopper.
Airports are realizing that not only can they make money if they can keep people happier in the airport, but they can be part of the overall experience. And let's face it, the flying experience could use a little lift. And this is just the beginning. Airport operatives are saying that they're going to add more choices for flyers, travelers of all time. Some airports, like in Phoenix, even have park areas for your pets so you can relax and have your pets with you right there. And Chris, I don't know if you noticed, but I was kind of surprised to see so many men at the spas, and they actually make up the majority of frequenters. So I brought you a little bling nail file.
Oh, I need one of these.
Right.
I need one of these. People keep taking my nail file.
And it's kind of masculine blue.
No, it's good. It plays off my eyes a little bit. Thank you very much for this, Bianca. It's very nice.